actually no cleanup at all. So communities are stuck, they're worried, there's a lot of anxiety, and there's no indication that about any plans to audit the environment, audit the health situation of the people, or to carry out any cleanup.
Has the Nigerian government officially signed off on Shell exiting that area and also approving someone else to take over, a group of people to take over?
The whole series of divestments and selling off by international oil companies has been going on for some years now, but there is no clarity about when any of this is concluded. And the last we heard in the public was Shell submit their documentation to the Ministry of Petroleum Resources, they're going to be approved, which also got us worried because whatever documentation is submitted ought to be based on very clear principles. Right now, we don't have a clear policy on divestment. And even if a company is going to wind down operations on a particular oil well, there's always expectation that they should make good that land, that territory, to what it was before they began to exploit oil there. So right now, what we've heard from the media, what is in the public domain, is that there's a Nigerian entity which is promoted by Shell itself and buying the assets from Shell itself. So it does look like Shell will be operating in the shadows under a different name without really being visible or ready to take responsibilities for all the harm that have been done to the environment and to the people.
What are the conditions of the Niger Delta at the moment? Shell says it is working to improve the situation.
The conditions are worse than they've ever been because every single day when a polluted environment is not cleaned up, the pollution gets more deep-seated and even more complex. And we're having oil spills ongoing even as we speak. We're having fires, like there's one fire that's been burning for almost 4 years. It wasn't set by Shell, but by another corporation. And we're having a lot of oil spills, a lot of polluted locations that are not cleaned up. The Bayelsa State government had a commission, the Bayelsa Oil Environment and Oil Commission, that issued a report May 2023 that showed that that particular state is so contaminated and the per capita pollution is 1.5 barrel. That really shows a very desperate situation. So we are not seeing any let up in the pollution. The gas flaring is still going on, oil spill is still going on, and of course, militarization of the region is still going on. So it's really a very difficult and concerning situation for the citizens.